The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says in B'Metzia Daf Kuvov, Masiv Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis posed the following question. Roya, a shepherd, Shohaya Roya, he was shepherding, V'niach Edroy. He was in the fields shepherding his flocks, someone else, and he left them behind. Ubalia went into the city. Ubazaev, and a wolf came when he wasn't there. Vitoraf, and he took one of the sheep, and he was torafit, he killed it, and now there's a fight. There's a loss of a sheep. Does he have to pay for the sheep? Something else happened. Ba'ari, the doras, or a lion came and trampled one of the sheep. So the shaila is, does the shepherd, who abandoned the flock in the middle of the day, have to go and pay for the loss caused by the wolf and by the lion, or not? Zod the Gemara, Ein Oimri, we don't say, Ilu Hoyasham Hoyamatsim. We don't say automatically, listen, Mr. Shepherd, you abandoned your post, you went away in the middle of the day, you gotta pay. Ein Oimri, you don't say that. Elo Oimdin, we estimate, we evaluate Oisoi, his capability. Im Yochel Hatzil Chayev. If, let's say, the shepherd would have stayed behind, and the Zev, the wolf, would have come, the eye, the lion, would have approached, and the shepherd would have been able to stand up and chase them away, then the shepherd would have to pay Chayev. Because had the shepherd not abandoned his post, then he would have saved the sheep that got eaten up or got trampled upon. By abandoning his post, that caused the loss of a sheep. Avada hischav, he has to pay. Ve'im lav, however, if not, potter is potter. Kler de Gemara Shaila. Va'amai, why do we say the shepherd has a zechus, that if he would have been, not had the strength to stand up to the line, he's potter? Neim alei. Why can the Balabais, the owner of the sheep, not say to the shepherd, I havis chosam, if you'd have stayed behind, have a mekayim bi gam eswari ve gam eshadoiv iko avdecho. David HaMelech had a similar circumstance. He was a shepherd, and a lion came after the sheep. A doiv, a bear, came after the sheep, and David in his own strength was able to defeat them, the gevura of David. Why don't we say the same nace which David happened could have happened to the shepherd? And if you just stay behind, you may think, we may estimate, this weakly shepherd would not have had the strength to stand up to the lion, but maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam would have made it happen. Like by David HaMelech, Gam Esari Vesadoi, Hiko Avdecho, I was able to kill them. Says the Gemara, Mishum Do'om Alei, because the shepherd can retort, Yehavis Chodis Nisrachush Eloch Nisa, if such a miracle would have meant to happen to save your sheep, Havis Rachish Loch Nisa, a different miracle could have happened. You wouldn't need a miracle for me, the shepherd, to have supernatural strength to defeat the lion. A nice could have happened, Krebachanin ben Doisa. Rebachanin and Doisa owned sheep, owned goats, and a similar story happened. They were attacked by bears. But what happened? The Masyan Izi Dumi Bekarnayu. What happened was, the flocks of Reb Chaim ben Doisa, they came into town with bears on their horns. So such an ace could also have happened. The fact, says the shepherd, that you, Balabais, your sheep, did not manage by itself to stop the lion, to stop the bear attacking, to stop the wolf, that means you weren't zoiche for an ace. If you weren't zoiche for an ace, don't blame me that an ace couldn't happen to me. And therefore, if I wouldn't have had the capability to stop it, I'm potter. Fred the Gemara Vaiter, Venemale, maybe it's we can mechalik, maybe we can see a difference. Nihi del nisa rabaloi have a chazina. Maybe for the bears to come on the horns of a goat, that's a nice rabbi, that's a very big miracle. That's really unusual. Oh, but lenisa zuta chazina, maybe a small nice. For to chase away a lion doesn't take such a major nace. You take a stick and you make a scary face perhaps, and the lion min ha-shamayim will run away, that's a nis zuta. That's a small nis. Maybe that would take a, be a taina for the balabais. It's no right, and taka you have the taina like David HaMelech gam esadoi v'esari v'esadoi v'ikav decha. You, Mr. Shepherd, could have the same thing. That's a nes zuta, only a small nes. Zod Gemara, kasha. It's a good kasha. Maybe it's a taina. In paskening this shaila, we find the tour in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Koton Yudalad. Says the tour. Hiniach ha-behema, the shepherd let his animal, v'nichnas l'ir, and entered the city, ubo ari v'dorsa, o'yizei v'torfa, the lion came, the wolf came. Ein oim, we don't say, ilu hoya shoma hoya matzil, v'hi echay v'lashon, he has to pay if he could have stopped it. El aroyin im nichnas b'shah, shederech b'nei odon likones, potter. We say, if he came in, when people were coming in anyway. For example, let's say, oh, shepherds have a lunch break. That's the done thing for shepherds. So if during the time of lunch break he came to the city, certainly he's potter. That's no question. However, let's say he came into the city when shepherds were released out from the field. He did something wrong. Kosa Rabavus. So the Rif Paskins, like we said, if he would have not been able to save the sheep, even if he would have stayed behind, potter then is potter. Even though the going into the town and abandoning the sheep at the wrong time is a pshia, and the chayra shomer should be chay for a pshia. Even though soifoi bo'oinis, the end thing was an oinis, the end action which caused the actual hezek damage was an oinis, nonetheless, chilosa b'sheo v'soifoi bo'oinis should be chayiv, ob is firtois the tour, v'loi havi oinis machmas ha-pshia. I say this oinis was not connected to the pshia. V'loi dominit sifa de ubni. He says it's not the same case we find of Tzrifa the Urbani. El Havik Moe Poshaba, it's like he did a Peshia, Yotz La Agam Mesa, the Potter. It's like he did a Peshia, let's say Hashem would make a Peshia, and then the animal would die. Abad is Potter. Why? Mishum the Malach HaMoves Kotla. Because the Malach HaMoves killed it. Malach HaMoves killing an animal, the angel of death swoops down and takes the life of the sheep. That's irrelevant if the person's pshia. If the shepherd goes into town and leaves the sheep and the animal dies of old age, we don't say it's his shomer's fault. Because mali kotla hosan mali kotla hocha. Because the malach mobis can kill anywhere. His sword can strike down wherever the person is. It's irrelevant totally to the pshia of the shomer. The case mentioned of Tzrifa du Urbani is a Gemara at the end of Hamachid. Says the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. How gather this person the Afkid Zuzi Gavi Chavrei, he left money with his friend, Oisvinu, he left it, but Tzrifa du Urbani, up in the rafters, hidden away in the rafters. Ignov, but it got stolen from there. Omar Rav Yosef said, Afal gather Linyan Ganvi, Netirusahi, even though it's true it was a very good hiding place, and for thieves it would be considered well hidden. Obel inyan nura pshiusahi, but as far as fire concerned, this is a fire hazard. The money could well have burnt down had the house structure burnt down. Since it was therefore, it was a pshia legatinyan nura pshiusahi. As far as fire was concerned, leaving it in the rafters was a pshia. If it's a pshia, then have it chilosoi b'pshia v'soifer b'oynes chayev. It should be chayev. You left it in a place in the rafters. That's a pshia for fire. It got stolen because it was in the rafters. That's a chilosoi b'pshia, pshia v'soifer b'oynes, and the oynes is machmas the pshia. The oynes happened because of my pshia. My pshia was to leave it in the rafters, and it got burnt in the rafters. So therefore, that would be a chiyuv. I would be chay because that chilosh of sfiyah was soifer bo'oynis. Masha Enkin, in our case, the bald, it would have gone eaten by the lion or by the ze'ev anyway, even if the shepherd would have been on hand. Therefore, the bo'oynis is not considered having come machmas the pshia. As I paskind to it, shame the riff. He carries on, the rivet Zalkosa, the tour carries on, the rivet says, the chayiv, he is chayiv, v'loy dom l'posha bo v'yotza l'agam ha'mesa. He says it's not the same case of the malach ha'moves. Why? Kiven d'ob b'idn ad loy ayla inshi, since ultimately the shepherd took off time in the middle of the day when he was not meant to, v'osa ayin, the lion came at that time, efshir, possibly, maybe if the shepherd would have been there, the lion would have run away. Then it would be considered even though he would not ultimately have been able to save the sheep, but possibly because we have the idea that the lion could have run away had he been on hand, that would be enough to be mechayim. That's what the Torah paskens. V'chein ikur. The Torah says this is the ikur pshat. V'sma in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Tadi Alaf Sifkot Nechof, explains the Ravid. He says, V'af Shor Ravid Kosav, even though we have this Ravid, the Mechshav Oynes Habo Machmas Apshia, it is called the Oynes, it comes Nachmas Apshia, the Amrinan, because he says, Ilu Hoya Shom, Hoya Mikuyam Boy, Umoya Achem Vechitchem Yi Al Kol Chayasa Oretz, because we have a posuk that says animals are scared of people. Oy Kmoesh Kosav B'Dovid, Gamez Harimis Adov Hiko Avecha, this is the Svar of the Ravid, perhaps, as the Gemara says, Nes Kotel could have happened, and certainly Machmas, he abandoned them when he shouldn't have. Machmas, that could have been a Nes Kotel, it was a shtickle, it was a smaller way. Oynef Nachmas Abshia. So therefore, he's came on a tour, the tour passed like this rabbit. Nonetheless, the Sma continues, Mikomokom Posaka Beis Yosef, Bahamachabe Karif, Barambam, Ein Shom. Ultimately, the Sma says that the Shulchan Aruch paskens not like this Ravid, and we look only at the human koiches, the human power which the Shomer had, the shepherd had. The shepherd was incapable under normal circumstances of saving it, so therefore I would say he's potter, even though he abandoned his post when he shouldn't have. The Maharaj Dam in Tshuva Tov Lamed has a shaila based on this Gemara. The story he brings down was two businessmen, and Rebbe Bronkon, he said, had to go away and bring back Schoira on a ship, and he brought it back on the ship, and part of the deal was that this Rebbe Bronkon should stay with the ship, stay with the Schoira the whole time continually, make sure the Schoira is safe, the merchandise will be well guarded. And Rebbe Bronkon did his job, basically, except the Maharaj Dam says, "Rak shnei shois koidem shetofsu asfina." 2 hours before an incident happened, he abandoned his post. He left the ship. During the after that time, what happened? Pirates came. Pirates came onto the ship, took away all the sechayim, and now his shutev says, "Rebbe Ram Kohn, you abandoned your post. You left your post. And pirates came and took away all the Sukhaira. So therefore the Sukhaira, maybe you should pay." This was the Shaila put to the Maharaj Dam. He explains to Ram that he abandoned his post, Kufish and Iskoite, took him a sapon because the sailor had a fight with him. Boy, Royce Lakoi, so he left in self-defense. Uboys the Shah Shtofsasfina, who Ra'isam Be'enav. He continues. He says, Rebbe Ram Kohn, when the pirates came, I saw with my eyes. How they came with such force. They took whatever they wanted. And he also saw, he says the remaining soldiers could not save them, because because they wanted to make battle with him, was Barchu, and therefore they ran away. So Rabbi Avraham says, the soldiers ran away, they abandoned the post. I had no hope. What did you want me to do? At the outset of the tshuva, the Marashdam writes, L'chayra, I would say, T'chilosa l'shia v'sayhib oynes. Maybe it should be chayiv. But he finishes off, Mikol moko nirel nias daiti, I think, Shezer Rabbi Avraham HaKoyin HaNifkud, this Rabbi Avraham HaKoyin is potter. He says, Afilu d'thema l'pshia haya. Even if you want to say it was a pshia abandoning the ship, it says, nonetheless, Pasuk Arif, the Reef passes, like we said, that's only Bahi the Tshifa the Urbani. Only the case where he left the money in the rafters and it burned down. Shiboh Oines Machamas Abshia. But where it didn't, then he's Potter. It says that since in our case, under normal circumstances, according to the testimony of Avraham Cohen, he would never have been able to conquer the pirates. They had free reign over the ship to take whatever schar they want, whatever they would like for the merchandise. Therefore, the shutev has no tvia against Avraham Cohen, and he should be potter. The pirates were like a force unstoppable. The oynes was loy ba machmas abshia. The shomer is potter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.